Welcome to episode 918 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In John 10, verse 10, Jesus succinctly captures the essence of his mission to us. He says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This verse is not only a declaration of Jesus' purpose, but an invitation to each of us to experience life as God intended. Jesus begins this verse by talking about a thief. In the context of John 10, this thief symbolizes anything that robs us of spiritual vitality and joy. This could be sin, the pressures of this world, or even our own misguided choices. The intentions of the thief are clearly harmful: to steal, kill, and destroy. These actions are targeted at our hopes, our faith, and our relationships. They degrade the quality of our spiritual and emotional life. Let's reflect on what might be acting as a thief in our own lives. What are the challenges or habits that drain our spiritual vitality? How do we combat these negative influences? Contrasting with the thief, Jesus talks about his mission. He came to give life. He isn't just talking about existence, but a life characterized by abundance, purpose, and joy. The life Jesus offers is not merely about duration, but about quality. It's a life filled with peace, hope, and meaning. It's about living in relationship with God, understanding your purpose, and enjoying God's creation in its fullest sense. This promise isn't just for the hereafter, it's for the here and now. Consider how Jesus' teachings, his healings, and his interactions brought restoration and fullness of life to those around him. John 15 verse 4 reminds us to remain in Jesus as he remains in us. Like branches to a vine, our life and its fullness depend on our continuous connection with Christ. Living life to the full isn't about striving in our own strength. It's about aligning our will with God's will. It's a life of trust and obedience, where our actions and decisions are guided by God's word and spirit. Full life in Christ flows out in love and service to others. It's in our relationships and community that many aspects of this full life are experienced. We are called not just to enjoy this life alone, but to invite others into it through our words and deeds. John lays out 10 principles for abundant living in his gospel. John 14 verse 6. Jesus states, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This highlights the exclusivity of worship and allegiance to God through Jesus, reaffirming the priority of God in the lives of believers. John 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth. This emphasizes spiritual worship, rather than idolatrous practices, focusing on an invisible God worshipped in spirit, rather than through physical idols. John 12, verse 28. Jesus says, "Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." This reflects a deep reverence for God's name, aligning with the notion of not misusing the name of the Lord. Jesus not only rests and worships on the Sabbath, but also performs redemptive acts, like healing the sick. Even from the cross, Jesus ensures care for his mother, asking the beloved disciple to take her into his home. This action underscores honoring and caring for one's parents. When the Pharisees bring a woman caught in adultery, seeking to stone her, Jesus responds, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." His intervention highlights the value of life and God's mercy over judgment. In his conversation with the Samaritan woman, Jesus gently exposes her past, showing that he knows she had 5 husbands, and the man she now has is not her husband. This moment emphasizes moral purity and the deeper spiritual truths about relational faithfulness. Judas Iscariot is described as a thief. This characterization and his subsequent betrayal of Jesus illustrate the consequences of greed and dishonesty, indirectly upholding the prohibition against stealing. During Jesus' trial before Pilate, truth is a central theme. Jesus declares, "Everyone on the side of truth listens to me," which Pilate questions with, "What is truth?" This dialogue underscores the importance of truthfulness, an antithesis to bearing false witness. In John 21, Peter, curious about John's fate, asks Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus replies, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." This teaches contentment and focus on one's own spiritual responsibilities rather than coveting another's path or blessings. These are 10 guidelines for abundant living in the gospel, in which Jesus specifies that he has come so that we may enjoy life to the full. 1010 Thrive. Here are some examples of individuals in the Bible who exemplify living life to its fullest through their deep commitment to God's calling. Before he was a king, David was a shepherd, yet he lived fully by trusting in God's protection and guidance. exemplified in his battle against Goliath. Despite many hardships, including persecution by Saul and personal failures, David's life as a poet, warrior, and king reflects a full engagement with God's purposes, often expressed through his psalms that show deep faith and raw human emotions. Esther lived a life full of purpose when she embraced her role to save her people from genocide. Understanding the risks, she boldly declared, "If I perish, I perish," and approached the king to plead for her people, effectively using her position and influence. Paul's transformation from a persecutor of Christians to a devout apostle illustrates living life fully for Christ. His missionary journeys, as described in the Acts of the Apostles and his epistles, show his tireless commitment to spreading the gospel, founding churches, and nurturing the early Christian communities despite immense hardships and persecution. Mary, Mother of Jesus, exemplifies living life fully by her acceptance of God's plan for her life. Her response to the angel Gabriel, "Let it be to me according to your word," shows her complete trust and submission to God's will, fulfilling her role in the salvation history. Living in exile, Daniel remained committed to his faith despite the pressures of a foreign court and life-threatening challenges. His refusal to compromise his worship practices, even when it meant facing the lion's den, showcases his full dedication to living according to God's laws. From a fisherman to a foundational leader of the early church, Peter embraced Christ's call fully. After receiving the Holy Spirit, he boldly proclaimed the gospel on Pentecost, leading thousands to faith. His letters reflect a life devoted to the encouragement and instruction of Christians. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, Joseph's life was full of ups and downs, yet he consistently trusted God. His wise management in Egypt, not only during his rise to power but also during severe famine, and his gracious reconciliation with his brothers, demonstrate a life lived with integrity and forgiveness, aligned with God's purposes. Before encountering Jesus, the life of the Samaritan woman at the well, as depicted in John 4, was marked by personal and social emptiness. She had been married 5 times and was currently living with a man who was not her husband. This series of relationships suggests a life of instability and brokenness, potentially filled with pain and rejection, as reflected by her current living situation, which deviated from societal norms and likely subjected her to social stigma and isolation. Additionally, her visit to the well at noon, the hottest part of the day, instead of the cooler morning or evening times when women usually went to draw water, hints at her deliberate avoidance of the community, likely due to shame or social ostracism. Her encounter begins as an ordinary day, marked by the burden of her personal struggles and societal judgments. However, after her conversation with Jesus, her life takes a turn towards fullness and purpose. Jesus' approach breaks conventional barriers, not only talking to a Samaritan, which Jews typically avoided, but also addressing a woman directly in public. He offers her living water, a metaphor for spiritual life and fulfillment that starkly contrasts with the temporary satisfaction of physical water or human relationships. Recognizing Jesus as a prophet and eventually as the Christ after he reveals knowledge of her personal life, she experiences a profound transformation. The immediate change in her is evident as she leaves her water jar behind, a symbol of her old life, and returns to the town. With newfound courage and a sense of mission, she invites her fellow townspeople to come and see the man who told her everything she ever did, effectively becoming an evangelist. Her testimony and her transformation from an outcast to a witness of Christ's grace illustrate how her life became full, not just with personal peace and spiritual renewal, but also with a purposeful engagement with her community, leading others to experience the transformation she encountered. These individuals represent a spectrum of backgrounds and eras, but are united by their deep engagement with God's calling. Their stories teach us about the courage, faith, and commitment required to live life to the full in God's eyes, challenging us to consider how we too can live fully in our context by embracing God's purposes for our lives. Let's reflect on the profound simplicity of Jesus' promise in John 10, verse 10. He came so that we might have life and have it to the full. This week, let us each step deeper into this truth, seeking to live out the fullness of life offered to us through Christ. Let's not only guard against the thief, but actively pursue the abundant life through our relationship with Jesus, obedience to his word, and service to his people. Father, give us the desire to live fully in Christ. Empower us through the Holy Spirit to resist the theft of spiritual vitality, and give us the capacity to embrace the abundant life Jesus promises. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.